Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, April 27th. Kevin McCarthy gets a standing ovation from his conference just a day after a leaked audio tape where you can hear him disparaging some of his fellow Republicans. All signs today, after the House Republican conference met up on Capitol Hill, was that Kevin McCarthy is still on path to become the next Speaker of the House should, as expected, the Republicans win a majority of the House of Representatives. Now, we should caution, of course, it's April. There are a lifetime of things that can happen between now and when that Speaker election will take place. Now, here's what is amazing is that all the sort of reaction we heard out of the meeting today was that McCarthy seems to have done his work behind the scenes with really aligning himself with some of the, you know, real MAGA enthusiasts inside his conference enough that they're not throwing darts at him for the most part. Now, it was a little dicey for McCarthy because, remember, he just had that whole episode last week where he lied about what he had actually said about the fact that he was going to call Trump and urge him to resign. He said none of that was true, and then the audio tapes came out and proved it was totally true. So he was lying about his denial that that had happened. But the Trump stuff actually was never the most dangerous or tricky stuff for McCarthy. Certainly, he needed Trump not to erupt and keep everyone together, but that seems to have happened. And they have talked several times, McCarthy and Trump, since then. But what we learned yesterday was we got more audio tape of a different piece of that initial report by Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns in the New York Times. In this part of their reporting that you're now going to hear several chunks of, this is Kevin McCarthy not saying things about Donald Trump. This is Kevin McCarthy taking on members of his own conference. This is the leader of House Republicans singling out by name specific House Republicans that he thought in the immediate aftermath of January 6th were behaving badly. Now, just like he went down to Mar-a-Lago and kissed the ring of Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy also clearly chose a path with these folks like Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, or Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. But what he hasn't done is successfully gotten them to stop some of their most heated, charged rhetoric, sometimes hate-filled rhetoric. So what we see here is, again, Kevin McCarthy, in those days immediately following the insurrection, was in a very different place than he ended up being for the last year or so. He was in a place of, we got to rid the party of Trump, and I got to get these staunch Trump allies in my conference in the House in line in some way. On January 10th, 2021, he was speaking about this very dynamic with some of his fellow Republican leaders. Listen to this.
The other thing that we have to do is these members on either whatever position you are calling out other members, that stuff's got to stop, especially in this nature. Tension is too high. The country is too crazy. I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt. I don't want to play politics with any of that.
And yet, in the weeks after, he completely was playing politics with anything related to January 6th, really trying to make it any sort of investigation into it, a purely partisan affair. So that idea of not wanting to play politics with this stuff seems to have gone away from McCarthy. Now, the other thing is, he made clear that his own members, who he had been informed of, had been on some cable TV shows talking disparagingly about other Republican members, like Matt Gaetz was saying some negative stuff about Liz Cheney. This, on January 10th, again, on this tape, what you hear here, basically, is McCarthy defending the Liz Cheney position and saying, you know, somebody like Matt Gaetz is going to have to cut this stuff out. Mo Brooks, the Republican congressman from Alabama, who's running for Senate this year, was, you know, the one who famously delivered a speech riling up the January 6th crowd at the Stop the Steal rally. And it was his words at that rally that were of great concern around this time in the days after the insurrection to Kevin McCarthy and his fellow House Republican leaders. So just to remind you, this was Mo Brooks on January 6th at the Stop the Steal rally.
Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass.
I mean, it's precisely that kind of rhetoric that Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, his number two in House Republican leadership in these moments, were looking to either punish folks for employing or at least convincing folks to lay off this kind of rhetoric, that it had real world consequences. Again, nothing that you would hear from Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise today. But back on January 10th, McCarthy and Scalise were talking about Matt Gaetz again and what he was saying about some fellow members of the conference and some of his rhetoric.
So I'm calling Gaetz. I'm explaining to him, I don't know how much to say, but I'm going to have some other people call him too, but the nature of what, if I'm getting briefing, I'm going to get another one from the FBI tomorrow. This is serious to cut this out.
Yeah, that's I mean, it's potentially illegal what he's doing.
Well, he's putting people in jeopardy.
Now, today, apparently, Matt Gaetz was seeking some kind of clarification from Scalise that what he was doing wasn't illegal, because Scalise raised that notion. Obviously, Matt Gaetz took great offense to that today, according to all the reports. And he was one of the people that sort of did challenge McCarthy, apparently, in this House Republican meeting today. But again, the House Republicans emerged from that meeting, all reports being rather unified. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene was all about blaming the media for these reports and for distracting and not Kevin McCarthy. But on that January 10th tape that Burns and Martin revealed, you can hear how Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney and a leadership aide on the call were talking about Mo Brooks of Alabama and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Give a listen.
Moore also made this tweet on Saturday night as the U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed a woman as he tried to get into the lobby. So he tweeted at Marjorie Greene and at NARAL, "I understand it was a black police officer that shot the white female veteran. You know, that doesn't fit the narrative."
What?
Oh, man.
This is what we have to confront with this.
Can't they take their Twitter accounts away, too?
It's that last piece that you just heard from McCarthy. Can't they take their Twitter accounts away, too? This is after Donald Trump was kicked off Twitter. That is what McCarthy was most worried about today going into his conference meeting, because, as you know, Republicans have really made this issue of deplatforming their voices a rallying cry of the Republican base. It's something that animates them. And so this notion that Kevin McCarthy would be calling for them to be kicked off Twitter, getting their accounts taken away or somehow silenced, that was what he was concerned could start developing a groundswell of potential, if not outright opposition to his continued leadership, at least real worry signs that there could be cracks in his coalition inside the conference. Again, all reports seem to be that is not the case today. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.